children have a great wisdom, and I want to remind us of something they instinctively know. So being a child can be quite distressing. It's distressing because they are smaller, perhaps, than most anyone else, and they're always being told what to do, and there's all sorts of unknown elements, and they don't have much control anyway. That's actually quite similar to being an adult in ways. Being an adult can be distressing, and I want to remind us of the clearest way that I can tell that I observe children use very instinctively to settle the mind. So if the mind feels distressed or if the mind had felt out of control, children are very loving. And specifically, what they will do, they will hug something or someone. So having a doll or a stuffed animal is very common. Having a favorite one is very common, and the kid will want to hug it, and it'll feel very peaceful hugging it to go to sleep. And I just want to suggest that as an adult, we can do the very same, exact same thing. So if we ever need to help calm our mind, we can hug something or someone. So, of course, this could mean hugging a pillow. It could mean hugging a stuffed animal or a person for a time, if that's appropriate. Being loving is comforting. And I've noticed recently there can be a lot of anger in people's lives, and I encourage us all to just love. I'm not saying that it's the opposite of anger even. I'm just wanting us to see if we feel soothed by loving. And this really can be as simple as I'm describing. It can be hugging a pillow, perhaps when we go to sleep, and if we can't sleep or we feel that way, just giving as much love and just kind of feeling enveloped in the love ourselves, because the love comes right back. As much as we feel love toward the world, we'll feel it right back. But anyway, I'm not giving us some tall task. This is actually just a very physical act. I'm not asking us to jump over a big hurdle or deny what we felt even. All I'm saying is that there can be a great comfort. And I have wanted, I mean, there's just so many times where there can be feelings of anxiety or restlessness or fear or worry or regret and so on and so on. And you know, and I have really wanted to have a clear solution. And I'm not sure if this is a one-size-fits-all antidote in every situation. But if you're with me right now, I want you to know that my heart is fully with you, my love, and I extend all my love to you. And this idea, I believe, can be soothing. And so just the very idea of hugging something, we don't have to feel silly at all. I'll have lots more silly ideas. I think it's time that I bring those out, because we need to be brought back to feeling all right, to feeling like ourself, to being able to think clearly, to being able to rest when we want to rest, to be able to have the energy to do what we want to do, just to be ourself. Well, I really appreciate you being with me. I'm recording this now in my parents' basement. I set up the recording equipment, and most of my things are here in boxes, so that's a peculiar stage of life right now. Things are fine. I just needed to change almost every aspect of my life. I'll tell you more about that soon, but everything's fine. Change is always for the better. And I've made a lot of changes, so I'm ready for the better situation. I also want you to know that my book is published. I'll talk more about the book and what it is, but I'm really happy about the book. You know, I've spent years writing it and making it readable. I spent a lot of the time just making it the right kind of experience where I feel like every page can be a breakthrough. So the book is called From Shy to Oh My, The Shy Introvert's Guide to Being Sexy, Expressive, and Whole. And that is on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and places where books are sold with my name, Tyrus Gray. So I'll talk more about the book later, but I wanted you to know that it exists. So thank you very much for being with me. My heart is really with you. I've been thinking about you all the time, and I realize months have passed and I've not recorded. And, well, I've just been doing a lot of things, but my heart has really been with you. So I really appreciate you, and we will talk soon.